save your jaws and pee. On Hit 92.9.
You're listening to Xavier, Jules and Pete for Crown. Live a little cooler at Crown this summer.
Xavier, Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
Podcast.
Hey.
Y'all. First week done.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Crazy. I'm so happy to be back with you guys.
Okay. Hang on. Oh, man. So this morning.
Yeah.
You had a secret, and I ended up finding out the secret. You'll hear in the podcast how that all played out. Now, Xavier does not know what the secret is, and this isn't a...
It annoys me. You know what annoys me? How people found out about this.
What do you mean, how people found out about it?
Well, obviously, Teach, our producer.
I feel like I know all of the details about it, too, without knowing it. So I know what the secret is,
It's just stop, like literally, just stop.
But man, you got a job offer somewhere else.
I know.
I would not leave you like that, Zave.
Like in radio,
I got you.
In radio, sometimes part of the job is to break the fourth wall here a bit, to play things up a little bit. That's just the name of the game.
Yeah.
Right. It's called entertainment, yada, yada, yada. But I was not playing it up this morning after having found it out. And I was saying to your ex that this is legit.
So why can't you just tell me?
I can't tell you, man. There's just too much fun to be had. I can't tell you yet.
No, but it's I'll forget about it. So at least I know I can bully you.
Yeah, but I won't.
Hey, you heard it here first. There's a bullying claim going straight to HR.
You forgot her name, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. What is it? Who's the one that we always say? Don't do that to me. Jill. Jill in HR. Yeah, Jill HR, well, I'm coming for you.
We had conspiracy theories this morning.
Mate, I reckon you are on to this conspiracy theory.
I think I am
about
too.
The Royals. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think I am too.
Because I have not heard a damn thing about that other scandal.
Eric Banner on the show out of nowhere. Just dropping our way.
He just popped in.
Yeah. Yep. Were you guys like low-key fanning over it, like fangirling over him a little bit?
You know what's funny about Eric Banner is I feel like...
He's going to chop your ears off?
No, I've never kind of been able to get past like the full frontal stuff that he used to do. I was such a fan back then that everything else that came along, I don't know, like it didn't make me nervous speaking to Eric Banner. It was just a really cool life moment. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like he's one of those guys where I have a beer with him. That'd be great.
Yeah.
It would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, anyway, have a good weekend, all.
All right,
bye.
Bye. Yeah, buddy, bye.
Zay's gone to Melf's.
All right, guys, straight up. I'm whacking it on the table, $50.
Ooh.
I want callers for open lines this morning.
It's a Friday too. How handy is 50?
Oh, mate, so good. You could be doing anything this weekend. $50 is just helpful.
Absolutely. $10 is bloody helpful in my case.
You could be doing nothing this weekend. And $50 is still, it's just, you know what's nice?
Knowing
you got a pineapple in your wallet is just a nice feeling.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
My mind goes straight to Uber Eats, right? Something you would blow $50 on.
Does it?
Uber Eats. Yeah.
$50 cash is no good for you for Uber Eats.
Well, what do you mean?
It comes with your card.
Sorry?
Comes off your card.
Now, I know that, but it's still $50.
So
it's still your money.
What's the pineapple doing in your wallet? You're not using it.
Who carries cash around these days anyway?
We're talking about a pineapple in his wallet.
Yeah, well, go and deposit it in your account and then get your $50 worth of Uber Eats.
Okay.
Yep. You know what? Don't call. Nobody wants $50 cash. You don't want $50 cash. It sounds like a real pain in the ass, actually.
I want to talk about...
What are you doing?
I want to talk about... this morning.
Flights?
Yes, because did you, like, obviously making news this morning is the Qantas flight that was grounded yesterday.
Mm.
The hydraulics not coming down. They had to do a bit of circle work.
You turn.
Like you, when you're coming back from Africa or when you're going across, you actually, didn't you have some turbulence?
Yeah, it fell out of the sky.
It wasn't turbulence, mate. It fell out of the sky. To the point where what was going on, all the food disappeared and all that.
Oh, people spewing on everyone.
You know what? I really feel like we need to get your wife, Em, on. And I feel like she needs to tell the story. Sometimes maybe you just
exaggerate a little
bit.
She was worse than me. She was way worse.
She'll get on and she'll be like, yeah, we had a couple of bumps.
No.
Yeah, I didn't even have to put my seatbelt on.
I didn't have the seatbelt on because I'm a hero. I was sitting up the back with no seatbelt on. But she would say a much worse version of events than I did. She goddamn said Ted's going to be an orphan.
Oh,
I do remember you telling that part of the story.
Anyway, you Pep, are flying to
Sydney.
I'm on a
flight to Sydney, and he's on a flight to...
You're on a flight to Melbourne?
Yeah.
Yes, I am on a flight to Melbourne. Off to watch the Perth Heat play in Geelong.
Ooh.
131060, hit us with open lines. We got $50 cash on the table, and we want to give it to you. Doesn't matter what you want to talk about. You could plug your business.
Oh,
you
don't
have to plug your business. You could tell us what you're doing this weekend.
Nah, stick your business. No, slacker. I don't care about your business on Friday morning.
That's safe.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Open line is how we start the day. Oh, yeah. All right, let's get to answering. Open line to discuss anything. Oh, yeah.
Right, straight into it. Chris in Myrie. G'day, mate.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Hey, well, thank you. What's going on this weekend?
Not much this weekend, I don't think. Pretty chilled one, but big Friday.
Ooh, good man.
Yeah. Just wanted to plug C&W in Myrie, doing a bushfire appeal today, doing a barbecue.
Ooh.
So if we can get some people down, support the Red Cross and the Wildlife Fund, all the money will go there. So.
Oh, wonderful.
Go again, mate. Where and what time?
C&W Myrie on Blakey Street from 11 o'clock onwards.
Beautiful.
Amazing. All right, and what's happening down there? Like, is there going to be a barbecue and stuff like that?
Barbecue, got some raffles, raffling off some bar fridges and eskies with the wickets on and stuff like that. So
amazing.
Get as many people down here as we can and help out where we can.
All right, what time does it kick off?
11 o'clock.
11 and wraps up at?
About 3.
Okay, no worries. All right, get there between 11 and 3.
Beautiful. Ripper. Chris, good on you, mate. Trudy in Maylands, hello.
Hi, how you going?
Going well. You got a specific reason you need this cash that we put on for open lines?
Yeah, well, I bought myself a Christmas present that was a boat, and I was looking for some bait money to go out this weekend.
You bought the boat, but you don't have bait money. I love that.
How big's the boat?
17 foot.
That'll do.
So 5 metres.
Yeah.
What's that?
From here to the whiteboard.
Bigger than a dinghy.
Yeah, okay, beautiful.
Bigger than a dinghy.
How many people can you fit in?
I think you're supposed to only have about 6. But...
Okay. Oh, 6 is enough to party.
How much under the lid? How they say?
It's got a 90 on the back at the moment. You know, we're not
going
to bring that.
Yeah, nice, Trudy. Okay.
Bit of bait money's
always good.
The whiting's running, though, reckon.
Josh in Victoria Park. G'day, mate.
Morning.
Hey.
Good morning. What's going on?
Oh, I had a flight story for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so airline in Brazil was going to Rio, and the runway in Rio that you got to land on is over like a body of water.
Yes.
The plane took a little bit too long to get on the runway the first time, so it had to take off again, because if it didn't, it was going to make it off the runway on the end.
So we had to take off.
Yeah, we had to go touch down, take off again, loop around, and then try again.
Wow.
I'm looking at a picture of it at the moment, Josh. And for those who sort of got a picture, it's literally two runways, and then there's probably 20 meters like of grass to your right or to your, towards the water.
Yeah.
But then a dead set is a full stop at the end of the runway and water. There's no like grass at the end of the runway. It's just water.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So if you don't slow down enough, you got to go off again.
You're off. Away you go. Have another go.
Wow.
You know what is making me nervous at the moment? Like this past week, we've already heard of, I feel like, more issues with local domestic flights.
Well, there was another one. It was in Sydney where the two planes got
almost
far
collided.
Too close. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry about that, man. I watch air crash investigations at the airport for him to jump on a plane. Don't worry, it's not going to happen to your plane.
Thanks, mate. Hey, Chris. Hey, Chris.
Yep.
This $50. We'll give it to you, mate. You can drop it in as a Kickstarter for your bushfire fundraiser today.
That'll go straight in the tin, guys.
Oh, good on you, mate. Amazing. Save your tools and pee. On
Hit 92.9. It's all right, buddy. Take your time. Just when you're ready to come to the microphone from outside of the studio.
Just forget your phone, did you?
I've been sick kid at home, mate.
Oh, don't you dare use Teddy like that on me.
I've been up since 12. I've had vomit all over me today.
Yeah,
and how's
I feel
your, how's
for
your
you.
Commitments going over there?
Just relax. I have no commitments whatsoever.
You
no
live
responsibility.
5 minutes from work.
But you know what? I chose that
life,
Xavier Ellis.
I love it.
Xavier Jules,
I love that
Pete,
for you.
Your new show for 2020. Just quickly, before when we did open lines where you can call, talk about whatever you want, we had Chris from Myoree call him. He was plugging a bushfire fundraiser.
Yes.
We mentioned towards the end of it, so we're having a bit of trouble trying to hear exactly what the letters of the acronym were. We said BMW Myoree. It's not. It's CNW Electrical Wholesale in Myoree. CNW
right.
at 11 o'clock. Barbecue, raffles, all sorts of great stuff going on there.
Okay? C for Charlie.
So why was Dave asking for a BMW at the end of it?
Because I said BMW.
No.
Because CNW actually do the electrical work for BMW. They're brothers.
No.
And there's a bit of a connection there. And no. I'll be popping down to Blakey Street in Myoree today to collect it.
Rock and roll. All right, what's going on here?
This is, I had an experience yesterday, Pete. I actually think you might be involved in it or done it before. Jules, I reckon you definitely have. Online shopping?
Oh, 100%.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I had my first online shopping experience.
First
online shopping experience.
What were you buying? When? Why couldn't you get it here?
I was sitting at home. Ted was asleep on me. Mm-hmm. So I was sitting with my laptop next to me and I was just flicking on Facebook. And something came up with like a discount sale advertised on the Facebook page.
Right.
RM Williams boots.
Oh, yes.
Now, I've got a few pairs of RMs. But
do you? Actually, I'm not surprised.
I've seen him wear them.
Yeah.
Different colours for different days.
I've only ever seen you wear the brown ones.
Yeah, I got black and I got like a light cream.
Yeah, nice.
How much are they per boot?
Well, what do you mean per boot?
Oh, I mean like, well, you've got a couple.
You buy them in
halves. I'll just
grab the left one today, thanks, Barb.
How much for a bloody pair? You knew what I meant.
No, I got no idea.
What do you mean?
No.
That's a rich person's mentality if you don't know how many.
No, it's Christmas and presents and stuff for my family.
So you've never looked?
Well, why would you look? Do you look at the price when someone gets you a present?
100. Oh,
no.
No,
so there you go.
Okay. Maybe sometimes you have to return the gift.
Yeah. When you've got no money, you return.
Yeah, and I'm like,
cash back.
I mean when I have to buy them a present, you idiot.
Oh, right. Now, so I was online shopping, popped up 50% off RM Williams boots for the next 12 hours or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, that's online shopping. I'm going to have a go at this. Jumped on, ordered two more pairs. You're right. You hear me? Two more pairs.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was going to be wearing.
What colour?
Black.
You've already got a black pair.
No, like a softer leather. And like a brownie.
You're the Richie Beno of RM Williams.
Oh,
yeah. Anyway, so I'm pumping away, put all of my bank details in, everything, confirm order,
spin.
I start to think this is a bit strange. It's redirected me to another website over in the UK.
Yeah.
And it says your order costs something like, I don't know, £79. I was like, what?
Sound like 140 odd bucks or something?
Yeah.
That's not right. Okay, I just Googled
this is
it quickly.
Not right.
$595.
Yeah, which is not right.
What?
So
$590 for a pair of RM Williams boots, Kaufman boots.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
It's an irrelevant price. If it was came back in pounds, I was like, that's really weird. RM Australia, like, I don't understand why I'm in the UK now.
Yeah.
I go back on the Facebook page. Underneath, there's all these comments. Don't need to write this, but you'd be an idiot if you bought these shoes. All this stuff. Oh, my God. Wonder which moron gets sucked in by this. Comment after comment after comment. I'm sitting there, and I just see that page with my ING bank details.
Yeah.
All gone now. They have my details. They have everything.
Have you cancelled your cards and stuff? Cancel your bank account details.
No, so you didn't. So you didn't buy them. You didn't hit purchase though. Or?
Yeah, purchase.
You get them.
Yeah. So the price conversion came after I hit purchase. So I went from like $200 or whatever to £139. It might have been
whatever it was.
I was like, well, I don't understand the exchange. When like I thought I was buying an Australian product. Why am I buying it from the UK?
Gosh. I can't wait for these boots to turn up. See what they look like.
Do you not get boots? I reckon I've just been got.
I reckon you might get like a cheaper version.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah.
With that softer leather.
Yeah. That fake leather.
I'll be wearing gum boots. Xavier,
Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
It's your brand new show for 2020. Xavier, Jules and Pete with their own Instagram handle as well.
Hey, finally.
It's Insta official. Xavier, Jules, Pete. It's a thing. It's a vibe. Get around it.
I like it.
The text line's a vibe too, Pete.
Is it?
0488 55 929. Get the number out there. Let the people know.
0488 55 929. You may want to text in about this.
Jeez, you got a strong voice.
Thanks, man.
It's really powerful.
Thank you. Do-it-yourself car fixes.
Oh, yeah.
Because at one stage or another, I think pretty much everybody has driven around in a car that's fallen apart.
Yeah, it's usually the first one. First car, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The one that you've had to get into, the one that you've had to save a bit of money for, the one that's gotten your foot in the door.
What was your first car?
My first car was a Mazda Estina.
Okay, can't picture it. What colour?
White.
Yep. What about yours, though? BMW.
Rolls Royce.
Audi A4.
Oh, shut up. Really? Right.
Of course not, idiot. It was a Toyota Seeker.
Yeah, but he had a driver.
Okay. Yeah.
You too.
Oh, my gosh.
What was yours?
It was a Ford Capri convertible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you steal it?
Yeah.
I ended up paying for it in the end, okay? Let's just put it that way. But yeah, it was a Ford Capri convertible. That was my first car, yeah.
What do you think of people who drive convertibles, honestly?
It depends what the convertible is.
No,
it does depend on what the convertible is. You know, like you see like people who've bought a car just because it's a convertible. Mm. It's real sort of
the whole reason why I wanted this Ford Capri.
I don't mind it.
It's unreal.
I find it really funny. People who drive amazing cars, I often look at them and go, I don't think you've got a dollar to your name.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Like, it's
depends on what they're wearing, I reckon.
Yeah, no, but like, they can.
How judgy of you two.
No, if they're not an amazing. So I know what you're talking about.
When they go flying around corners in their fancy cars, I often just go, now you're driving to a rental in the middle of nowhere. But your car's nice.
Oh, jeez.
Good morning.
Sorry, there you
Good morning to all the AMG drivers out there this morning.
I don't know. I just do it. It's a country thing. Because we never had a good car.
Wait till I get a car. Then you'll be judging me. As I drive to my rental. Yeah.
While I was on the roads. While I was on the roads yesterday.
Yeah.
Came around a corner, stopped at an intersection, and to my right, ready to turn into my lane, was a BMW.
Yeah.
But you could tell they'd been in a bit of a bingle towards the front end of the car where the headlight was. Mm. But it must be like a sort of pre-insurance jobby that they haven't
waiting
had a chance.
Yeah. Yeah,
waiting for it or something like that. Because there's bits hanging off the car, but they've tried to fix it with masking tape.
The duct tape or like actual brown
like,
masking
like
tape?
Like the brown like paper masking tape.
Oh,
like
the stuff that you perfect. At least use the silver stuff.
Perfect
mate,
for the job.
It's unbelievable. So there's literally like you could see the cracks coming up towards the headlight of the car. You could see bits where the fender was sort of hanging down a bit, and the masking tape was coming from the bonnet over the front of the headlight,
clever,
underneath the actual bumper to try and hold and stuff everything in.
Yeah,
doesn't
and
sound
I just
like
thought,
you need insurance
you.
After all.
Yeah, pretty much. I've seen it and then gone, masking tape will fix that.
I'd
that's
rather
fine.
Be driving around in that than getting fined because police will pull you up for that, won't they? If you don't have working lights.
Oh,
like, as long as they work. Yeah,
If your lights work, you might have a strip down the middle of your light out in front of you on the road.
Did you
road,
have to do self maintenance?
No, but Dad had an old. FJ back in the day.
It's an FJ Cruiser or something.
Yeah, but like back in the day, so you know, the real tin can sort
of
things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and the inside, this was back when you had the handles, the windshield stuff, the windows that you had to roll down
the
with your hands. Right.
Some kids don't know what that is these
days. Exactly. And then it was the sort of almost leather pleathery stuff on the side panel inside the actual car. And it was coming away. They always used to come away.
Yes.
And he'd fixed it. He'd just one day had enough and just went and got a drill and some screws out the back of the, out from the shed and just was in there going, bzz, bzz, bzz. And this thing had half a dozen screws just holding it to the inside of the door.
Mm. There you go.
Yeah.
And with my little convertible that I had, right?
I can't believe you had a convertible. That started you up.
Man, I thought
here
that was
comes
the coolest.
That Dero.
It was the first car, my first car. But so the lights on it,
tell
you
me
had
lifted.
To... Well, yeah, the lights lifted up, right? But mine was so povo that you actually had to wind them up yourself. But you had to lift the bonnet up and you had to, like, hand wind them individually, right,
to
get them up.
Night.
Yeah. But it got, I think the first year I was doing that and then it got to the point where they just started flopping. No. Oh. They were just, I was leaving them up and then they just kept on dropping down. So then I had to get zip ties and had to zip tie them up. And so when I didn't want them up, I had to cut the zip ties.
And close and zip tie again.
Yeah, every day. Oh, almost.
Clever. Save your tools and pee.
On Hit 92.9. DIY car fixes. I was on the road yesterday driving around up to an intersection and catch a BMW. Mm-hmm. They've obviously been in a bit of a bingle. Mm. There's bits of car on the front that are a little bit all over the place and cracks and stuff, and they've gone the masking tape to tape it all up and just put it together. Text line?
Yeah, mate, of course. 0488 55 929. Quite a few have come through, but I had a good giggle at this one. My car had an airbag light on. Bit of black electrical tape over the top of the light, and it was gone.
Oh, my God, that is so brilliant. What do they do with that with the oil as well, when the oil light comes on?
G'day, Nicholas. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. How are you going?
Yeah, tell us about your DIY car fixes.
Back in the day, I was using one of my brother's Falcons.
Yeah.
And the latch on the bonnet seized up, so it was always stuck open.
Yeah.
So I had to get a good 10 table ties and, like, table tie it from the grill to the bumper.
Yes. Brilliant.
It's a feature. Text again, mate.
Another one's come through. I laughed at this one too. My driver's side window was broken from the inside. I went and purchased a clear table cloth. Taped that inside my window. Lasted 6 months.
Oh my gosh. That's so good.
Tracy, what's going on with this XT Ford?
How you going?
Hey.
Good, mate.
Yeah, my poor old XT, it did well for me. But I used to have to carry a hammer around in the car because, like, every time I stopped, I had to lift the bonnet and just hammer around the alternator to get it going.
Just a couple of quick clips.
I did that for about 3 months.
Oh, wow.
The passenger's like, why have you got a hammer in the car? That's my starter hammer.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
Kai, DIY car fixes. Tell us about yours.
Oh, the same as the previous caller. I used to carry a hammer around because I had a 3-on-the-tree Kingswood station wagon.
Yeah.
To stop in the middle of an intersection for me to get out, hammer the gear synchro back in so it'd go into gear and continue through the intersection.
Oh, man, what a cracker. That's awesome.
I wouldn't survive.
I had a mate that
too stressed.
You had to start the car with a screwdriver.
What?
Like, you could start the car with a screwdriver. Like, you're just sticking it in the key thing.
Is that how you got your convertible?
Yeah.
That's how I got into the... Xavier, Jules
and Pete. On Hit 92.9. It's time for new things in 2020, including the news that did not make the news.
It's 7:05 and I am Xavier Ellis. And this is the news that didn't make the news. Residents of Woodlands, North California have successfully torpedoed plans for solar panels to be introduced. After a vote amongst councillors, they booted the applications, which would have seen solar panels installed throughout the community. Woodlands local Barb Mann was relieved as she believes her garden will breathe a breath of fresh air. Barb and many locals believe communities have withered under the solar panel introduction, her plants included. Quote, these panels simply suck up all the sunlight. We aren't stupid at Woodlands. Yes, Barb, you are stupid. That's the news that didn't make the news.
Wait, she what? What was that in bed?
The solar panels, she thought it was sucking the sunlight from everyone else.
That's why it's dark
the whole
this
community.
Morning.
They thought it was sucking the sunlight.
Oh, no wonder it's overcast today in Perth. Wow. Yep. All right. East Coast is sucking all the sun. Xavier,
Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9. I've got a conspiracy theory about Megxit. The
you
royals, Meghan and
do.
Harry.
I don't mind it.
It's opened up my mind to it. I'm like, oh my gosh, you may be right.
I think they're all in on it, and I think there's a pretty good reason as to why they're doing it.
100%.
Yeah. Right now, though?
I have a really creepy story that I need to tell you guys about, right?
What do you got, mate?
Now, it does involve Elsa from Frozen, but I do just have to say it's an Elsa from Frozen doll that this story involves.
So which one's Elsa?
The blonde one.
With the ice powers.
Yeah. This doll is from overseas. Like, this is over in America, so it's got nothing to do with the Elsa dolls here.
Also found in Perth.
No.
There's a strain of them found in Perth.
No, there isn't.
Sold at Kmart.
Idiot. Now, here's the thing, right? This Texas mum has shared this story about this Elsa doll that her daughter received for her birthday back in 2013.
Yeah.
But the thing is, and then what freaked them out a little bit was that this doll could speak both English and Spanish. Now, I know you probably think there's a little setting on this.
There's a switch.
On this doll. No, there isn't. It was it was supposed to be just like it would sing the Let It Go song,
it jumped
right?
the border from Mexico.
And it would talk. No.
Over it came.
Listen, here's the thing. For 2 years, it only sang in English for 2 years.
Yeah.
And then started to alternate between Spanish and English.
Just out of nowhere.
Yes, just out of nowhere. And there is no button on this doll that changes it.
So it's haunted.
In Texas, it's lucky he just didn't get shot.
Oh, jeez. Here's the thing, though, right? So this doll kept on talking, and it was like weirding out, and they were like, they would leave it in some spots, and then they would find it in other spots, and they thought, literally.
Do you believe in this whack job stuff?
Well, I've got a little story of my own. Okay. All right, so I want to continue because and tell this story because they threw it out. And then literally 2 weeks later, they found it again in their house. Out. Not kidding. And then they had it inside the house. I'm like, damn, what are we going to do? So then they wrapped it up in like multiple garbage bags to throw it out. And literally 2 weeks later again, they found it in the backyard.
Oh, man. In the backyard? Or just standing in the backyard staring at them, staring at the back door.
Yes.
Like you're just sitting there going,
taking the piss at all. Like, I'm serious. This is this is what this lady has written. Mm. I mean, of course, there's a lot of people out there like that are like, oh, this is just a prank and whatever. And
Julesy.
maybe a dog just like ripped it out. But
Julesy.
No. Okay. I've got to tell you a story. Because when I was a kid, I reckon I was about 8. Yeah, it was back in my pig chasing days. Hmm. I went and stayed over at a friend's house, which
did
was just across
the
road. Yeah.
You caught him?
Yeah, well, the dogs did.
No. I mean, were you fast enough to catch?
You don't chase after them yourself on foot.
Like, no, in the truck, like in the car, in the ute.
Yeah.
Chase
you don't
after
run
the
over them.
I love babes.
Then you jump out and then you tackle them.
I love babes, so move on.
They're wild boars, though. They're not
we weren't tackling babes. They
well,
weren't
I was
Go. Sorry. What's this freaky story?
Okay, you're 8 years
so
old.
I was staying over at my girlfriend's house, and which was just across the road, and we were asleep in the lounge room. Right? We were having like a bit of a slumber party. Mm. In the middle of the night, we heard this piano playing, and we were like, where's that like sound coming from? And it was like a cabinet under the TV, and we opened it up, and there was one of those little kid pianos. Mm. And there was like the lights were flashing on it, and the like little keys were getting pushed down.
No,
as we were
holding
it.
No way.
No. Listen.
It was a pianola.
And then we turned it off, like because the little switch was on. We turned it off. It continued to play. Right. We were freaking out. We flipped it over. No batteries in it.
No, man, there was no
batteries in it. And
the mind does a wonderful thing at that age, mate.
I ran home. I'm not even kidding you. I like went out the door and ran across the road and went home. And I told my dad the story.
It was babe spirit.
It was. But literally, that's what happened.
Ted's got this new toy at the moment too, actually, now I think about it.
Is it?
It's one of those ones where you have like eight sort of, it's like a jigsaw puzzle kind of thing, I suppose. But there's eight animals and you put the animals into the shape that's, you know, designed for the animal.
Oh,
and it makes the noise if you get it right. So the lion
like
goes
little...
in, you get the roar.
Is that how he's learned how to roar?
No, that's usually just our conversations at the Arvo. Anyway, every time I turn the lights off to go to bed, the monkeys go bananas. And Em's like, what is that? I was like, I don't know. That toy just goes bananas every time the lights go out. Em wants me to fix it, but I don't go back in there when the lights are out. Save your jewels and pee.
On Hit 92.9. You know this whole Megxit scandal?
Mm-hmm.
Meghan and Harry, they've decided they're going to leave the royal family.
We haven't spoken about the royal family amongst each other. Where do we sit?
What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
Do you like them?
Yeah, love them. Yeah. I mean, I love Princess Diana. I grew up with my mum loving Princess Diana and stuff. So I love the boys.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm all for the boys. Whatever they choose, I'm with them.
Like, as far as the royals in general and having an interest, couldn't care less.
Yeah. Oh, I do.
Like, I reckon we get rid of them.
What?
What purpose they serve? She wrote, their country's on fire, and that old biddy sent us a bloody letter.
The Queen?
Yeah,
thoughts and prayers.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Thoughts and prayers are worth a lot. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
No.
Some people, it actually does mean a lot.
Funnily enough, this, like the whole Meghan and Harry leaving.
Yeah.
Interests me.
Yeah.
Like, I've never really been interested in the royal family at all. But this interests me because it's such a different, it just must be such a different life to have to lead to be them or to be any member of the royal family.
100%.
But I have a conspiracy theory.
All right, just before we get onto that, I mean, what did they actually do? Like, what's his...
What do any of them do?
You know what they did? They married for love. That's what they did.
Yeah, that's all they did.
Oh, I do.
They loved each other.
Someone needs to tell him, though, like, you know, it's not a great, you know, having to look after yourself and be dependent on yourself.
But he'll do one cashy. He'll pocket 500,000 each cashy.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a lot for us. But when you've been living like a royal, that's $5, mate.
No, Meghan will go back to suits. There'll be another library scene. Yeah. She's up against the bookshelf.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, it's a dream.
And in walks Prince Harry.
Yes.
You're right. Get your hands off me, missus.
Wait,
Prince Harry, he's back in Vegas.
Oh, it's all happening. Okay, tell us your conspiracy theory. Why has the Megxit happened?
Well, I think, no. I think they're all in on it. And I actually think that the Megxit thing is happening and they all know that it's happening and this was like conceived by the royal family a long time ago.
Right, so they've had the heads up that she's leaving.
Yeah, and they've gone, you know, it's probably a thing where we're going to leave anyway. We know we're not, you know, unless something crazy happens, Prince Harry's not in line for the throne or anything like that. You guys don't really need us. I think he's like sixth in line or something. Or maybe he's fourth in line or something.
Something bad has to happen for that to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Because there's Charles after the Queen.
Charles looks like a barrel of fun, doesn't he?
He certainly does. And then there's Prince
very
William.
Judgy this morning, can I just say?
And then it goes to his line. So there's George.
So what happens if George, so say something happens, touch wood, nothing happens, don't we wish anything other. But say George becomes the king.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, is he the king or they? Became the queen at a very young age.
Not at four.
Not at four, though.
No, I know, but still young. Like to be, you know, leading like that at that age, you know.
Well, I'll tell you one person who's not going to go anywhere near in line is Prince Andrew. The guy who was caught up, Prince Charles's brother, the other son, the son that we don't talk about.
The one with the sweating problems.
Right. The one with the sweating problems and the one with the even bigger PR problems after it turned up that he was mates with Jeffrey Epstein. Was at a few parties.
Holidayed with him.
Photos and everything like that.
That interview happened, I think it was, it was November 14th. Yeah. So he sat down with the BBC's Newsnight after talks first began for the interview over a year ago. But that interview went to air and it became a huge royal family scandal. Now at the...
Where the sweating came from, where he said that he doesn't sweat because of a shock thing that happened to him.
On the first day, on that day that went to air, the exact same day, the Duke and the Duchess confirmed they will not spend Christmas at Sandringham with the royal family.
Did they not do that?
They didn't do it. Right? And that was the start of the whole Megxit thing starting to take shape. Mm. And I have a serious suspicion here. And it's royal family stuff. I know it's conspiracy theory, but they're powerful enough to make something like this happen 100%. And make the world believe it. Because the tabloids have taken it and run.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that ever since Megxit broke?
Yeah.
Nobody's spoken about Prince Andrew anymore.
Mate, you are on the money.
He's disappeared.
You are on the money.
Like he's been allowed to sort of just creep away and just disappear from public life and all of his public duties and stuff.
He's been removed
from that.
Oh,
yes,
Queen,
he has.
See you later. Mate, you're friends with...
Have you noticed that the tabloids just haven't said anything
more. It's all about
Megxit
now.
On the what? On the book.
Money talks.
Maybe.
Anyway. Money talks, Andy walks.
There's your conspiracy theory.
I reckon you're onto something,
I don't mind it.
Seriously.
But I also love that Meghan, actress...
Well, the other thing, she's an actress. Who better to do this than an actress?
But yeah, 100%. It's a movie.
You need to go to the Zeitgeist.
It's The Crown.
Seriously.
It's The Crown season 4.
Yeah!
On Hit 92.9.
Can we just get into what it is exactly that's going on here, please?
I don't know.
All I know is that to my left right now in the studio has walked Mars, who covers all of our things for socials and digital and whatnot.
Straighten your hat, Mars. You're not gangster.
Right?
Leave him alone, Xavier.
And right now, as we speak, Teach is handing us all envelopes.
All I've been told is that there is something happening this morning and that it'll be revealed in an envelope.
You get a pay rise. You shouldn't have.
Hang on.
So mine...
Wait.
Are these all
Zave, do you want to read yours out first?
Jules has a secret. You have until 9 a.m. today to get it out of her.
If you do, you receive...
$100.
I got the same thing.
So is that from...
Mine says, do not give in to temptation and reveal your secret. If you make it to 9 o'clock, you receive $100.
Jules, $50 each.
I'll give you $50 too. So you walk away here with a cool. Away with a cool $100.
I have a secret.
Why? You obviously have a secret.
Don't say it's trying to.
You can't smother her with her back pillow because we need to know what a secret is. What do you mean? You've got a secret? What's his secret?
I don't have a secret.
Yes, you do.
I'm looking at Teach. No, I don't.
Then why have we all been handed envelopes saying that you have a secret and we need to get it out of you?
I don't know. Someone's made something up.
Let's make it $1,000 and we'll sort it out real quick.
Tell you what. That's a little bit different. So we've just all open envelopes.
Yeah. Weird.
Mine and Xavier's says the exact same thing that says you got a secret. If we get it out of you, $100.
And
you've got to not. You've got to hold it.
Black and blue. I don't have it.
She just signaled something to me.
What?
She cupped her belly.
She's with, up the was duff. It with both hands? Top Bring hand it. And bottom hand?
Twins.
We're going to come back after this and find out what's going on. All right, don't go anyway.
That's huge.
On Hit 92.9.
But also, guesses off the last break. People started guessing on the text line. Yeah, people started guessing. Yes.
Already?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, before we get to those, let's explain what happened. We had no idea what was going on sort of like the last 20 minutes. We haven't known all morning what was going on the last 20 minutes. And then we've come on the air in the last break and Teach, our boss out there, has basically walked in with three envelopes, one marked Jules, one marked Xavier, one marked Pete. We've all opened them and there's a note inside. And your note read...
I've thrown mine in the bin. Jules has a secret...
You have to
get it out of her by 9 you win $100.
To get it out of her if you do $100.
And mine said, do not give in to temptation and reveal your secret. If you make it to 9 o'clock, I'll receive $100.
Which seems now, perfectly easy for you because then you can just shut your trap and just...
Yeah.
No, I know. Okay, so I know I was like, I've don't got. Have a secret, but I... Well,
do you know what his secret is?
I do now.
You do
so
know
I
what his secret
out,
is.
I spoke to Teach and... she does know something about me, something that has happened, and something that I said to someone and said, please don't tell the boys about it. I don't want them knowing. I don't want them involved.
She went on a date with Danny Lakey.
I don't want them involved, and I don't want them to worry about me.
Getting a lot of texts.
Don't want us to worry about you.
Yeah.
Is it serious? Like, is it something serious?
No, I just don't want.
There's just things that I don't want you guys to know. I know I'm on radio and I talk a lot about my life.
Is
I talk
here?
A lot about my life, and
but this is something. Yeah, because you've never had an issue opening up to us about
no.
The thing that you did last year, you read out your diary from
when
you were
16. I know,
like
I've been really open, but there's just some things that
now she's got
I don't.
Full-time job.
Now,
it's a closed case.
But now. Some people are aware of it, and now obviously they're going to try and play this little game. I don't want to talk about it on air. I honestly don't.
If we got it out of you, is it a game changer? Is it a life changer? Like what is it?
Soiled yourself yesterday. Irritable bowel. It is.
What's going on in the text?
It was close to that. I'll tell you what.
I'm not wondering whether you might be
up the duff.
Pregnant? Engaged? No, no, no,
nah.
No.
Pregnant?
Oh, no, no. Look.
Getting cosmetic surgery.
No. It's not any of that. You're kind of going down
is
the wrong
Is there absolutely direction. Anything that we could stumble upon that would get it out of you? Is there anything?
There is one thing.
One
there
thing.
There is one thing, because I just, like, I thought about it, and that's what Teacher asked me. Is there one thing that the boys could do that
Hello
would
Kitty
actually,
backpacks.
But, Hello Kitty okay. rice cooker.
Two things.
but there is something, I'm not going to tell you what it is. Right. If you guys get it, then I'll be like,
right,
oh, yeah,
until
I'll
9
tell
o'clock.
You.
I'm Googling how to waterboard someone.
We've got until 9 Jesus. O'clock. Save your
jaws and pee. On Hit 92.9.
We got handed notes earlier. Well, envelopes. We opened them. Inside those envelopes were notes. Mine and Xavier's said the same. Jules has a secret. You've got until 9 o'clock today to get it out of her. If
we're
you do, you get $100. Yes, we are. Yours said, don't let the boys know. If you can hold on to it.
I get $100.
You get $100.
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
mean, it's not about the money, but...
Someone just wrote in, she's single AF. Thanks, Pete.
You're welcome.
Oh, Teach, you know what the thing is? We get put in these situations, and then but it's just us three in the studio, and it's just me against you two.
Yeah.
And the producers are out there laughing about it. Anyway, yeah.
Well, we
there's something apparently that we could do that would make you reveal it, but only one odd thing.
Yes, it actually is only one thing that you guys would.
We're
actually
We're trying to live. Is it vicariously? Through you.
Is there a way...
Because we're boring.
If we,
our lives are done.
Oh, geez, at least you admit
If we gave you a weekend of, like, pampering, we organised a weekend of pampering. Like, is it
paying for that?
No. No, not even that.
Not even that?
No, I'm not into that kind of stuff.
So we would have to go all in on something.
What about if I get Mum the Jewels of Spring Rolls sent over?
Oh, I didn't know. Oh,
God, you love your
no,
food.
No, it wouldn't.
Pete's
but
going
I,
to
I,
Sydney.
It'll be bloody close.
Pete's going to Sydney today. I just whip him up to Dubbo. Boom, boom.
True. But no, okay. I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't fold on food. No, it'd be something. It's not so. It wouldn't be for me. It'd be for other. It would be for someone else or for other people.
It'd be for. What do you mean it'd be for other people?
Well, I would reveal it if you guys.
If what? If we what? If we what? If we
don't
what?
Do this
if
to we me. What? If you guys like were to say, oh, we will do this.
Yeah, what do you need?
And you will reveal, and if you would reveal, I'd be like, yeah, but it has to be that certain thing. And I'm not telling you what it is. Oh, gosh, this is just, I hate this. Move on. Move on. Don't we have something more important to talk about?
Oh, well, do we?
Yes, we do. Xavier, Jules and
Pete. On Hit 92.9. It was so, so good to see yesterday evening. I think it was around about 5 o'clock,
well,
6 o'clock.
5 o'clock news with it, yeah.
Right. That little Tilly, Matilda, who'd gone missing in the Pilbara.
Oh, mate, yes, yeah.
3-year-old Tilly was found.
Overnight.
With a little, with a dog.
With her Jack Russell.
Yeah, mate, you hold your breath on those moments, don't you, when you hear.
Well, I don't even hold my breath. I'm beyond that now because you just think the news often just delivers bad news.
Yeah.
I'm under the assumption that, like, oh, that poor girl, they're going to find her dead.
Well, she's only three.
Yeah. It was incredible that they, and the little Jack Russell who 24 hours later, we were looking at the TV before, Jules, yep. weren't we? Was it 50 mils of rain they had in that night, the 24 hours she was missing?
Yeah.
50 mils of rain on a 3-year-old girl who's by herself in the Pilbara with a Jack Russell.
Yeah.
Yeah, frightening.
Mate, I mean, you've got Mila, who
well,
is
this
three.
Well, this is why this sort of smacked us at home. It's because once upon a time, I'd hear stories like this and I'd go, that is terrible news.
Yeah.
But if you don't know them, you don't have that personal sort of connection.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you just go, I hope they find her.
Yes.
Yeah, right. It's heart-wrenching, you know, it's a little girl
right.
that's missing, but...
But we're standing in the kitchen and we're listening to the news and it's come through that they found her
yeah.
and instantly Liz and I look at each other
yeah.
and look over at Mila, who's just sitting on the couch because she's 3.5.
Yeah.
So, but the things that go through our head in terms of having like a 3-year-old daughter is that the reason why it's such a heavy thing is because they're at a stage where they know what's happening to them.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And that's the thing that got us the most, I guess, throughout this story is that, like, if it was Mila, she'd know that she was scared. She'd know that she's lost.
Yep.
She'd know that it's raining.
Yep.
She'd know that she couldn't find her home. She'd know that we're not
she's
around.
She's alone kind of thing.
She'd
yeah,
know
yeah.
she's hungry. She'd know she's thirsty. Like, if Izzy got lost... She'd be calling mum, dad, dad.
Yeah.
She's 18 months, probably doesn't know quite what's
the
going on.
The sinking feeling in the gut would be for Mila.
Right. Yeah. But Mila would 100% know what's going on.
Oh,
and so to know that.
It tears me up because you just think, you know what I mean? You just. You
but
think
how good
about
the result.
That.
It was a positive result.
Amazing.
Like it's, yeah, it's,
and that's the sigh of relief.
And the little Jack Russell stayed with us.
Yeah. And dogs are amazing. We don't deserve dogs.
You're absolutely right.
My dog used to wait for me at school. We never used to tie him up. Small country town. So he used to wander the streets.
Yeah.
But at 3:40 every day, he'd be bus shelter waiting to walk
me
home. Every day. Old Bluey.
Oh,
and off we'd go. And then he'd go get fed by the locals. And, we just don't.
Mate, they honestly become like such a part of your family, don't they? Like even, I think now some companies are actually even offering up like grievance days for when pets do.
I was going to say. The Flying Tildo, who would be is older than the private school boy Kevin, if either of them went
these
down,
are your dogs, by the
my
way,
two dogs,
yeah.
my immediate family, yes, and then that wouldn't I'd be sadder than anyone else passing away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I openly say that. Oh, I'd be broken.
Yeah, it's tough.
Even
it
last night,
tough.
I was saying to you, Jules, that Ted was spewing last night about one.
Yeah,
I was up and down, and then the Flying Tildo just jumped on the bed with me for a cuddle, and I was like, just cuddle me, Till. I just need some love.
Oh,
I spooned my dog to sleep.
Yeah.
This, nice to get to waking up this morning, and that's just a great news story.
On Hit 92.9.
TV's favourite bogan in full frontal.
G'day, I'm Peter. Slow it, mate.
To Australia's most famous thug in Chopper.
Keith seems to have done himself a mischief.
To the world's most hated con man in Dirty John.
I'm here for Deborah. I'm John.
If there's any role he can't play, he hasn't found it yet. Please welcome Eric Banner.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Going very well, mate. Now, we're catching up with you for a fairly different reason this time around. You are raising funds with probably one of the most amazing opportunities for anyone ever. You know when you have a conversation with people and kind of go, if you could have dinner with three people,
yes.
yeah.
this would be it, I reckon.
Yeah, look, we thought we'd we try and do something different. Obviously, you know, each doing our own bits and pieces, but I thought together we might have a chance of, you know, rattling the cage a little bit. So so we're auctioning off a private dinner for a group of 12 people with the three of us.
Amazing.
Now, Eric, I've got to ask this question, mate. Pat Rafter and Mark Webber, two incredible names as they are, and you'd be happy to sit there with them, but was there anybody else on the list that you'd put in a cheeky call to before you called those guys?
Well, to be honest, I thought about auctioning off a dinner with myself and two of my non-famous mates.
Right.
And I thought that wouldn't travel so well.
Yes.
So,
just a free dinner in the end.
So, I reached out. We were in communique about some other stuff, and they both said yes within about 30 seconds.
Oh, awesome.
So it all came together very quickly.
So, yeah. Eric, was this your idea? Did you come up with this idea and get them on?
I just asked them if they'd be up for it, and we had to try and nail down a date where all three of us were going to be in Melbourne at the same time, which we've managed to do. So we're having an amazing six-course dinner cooked for us and supplied by Ezard's in Melbourne, which is a fantastic establishment. We've got the private room there, and all food and wines and so forth will be obviously included in the package. So,
will you go into chopper character? I feel like I need to ask this important question.
Oh, gee, I'd have to prep for it. And it depends on how much they pay.
Yeah,
an extra $5,000, you get an hour of chopper.
Pay your cash.
If you want me to recite lines, you want Pat to, bring a racket and do a serve in the private room, and you want Mark to be, talking about Red Bull, I think it's just going to cost a fortune.
It's going to cost a lot, mate. Now, Eric, I'm actually a Gippsland boy from Lakes Entrance, so I'm quite pleased to see that some of the funds are heading towards the Gippsland Emergency Relief Fund. So thanks very much for that, mate. I really appreciate it. But on a side note, your movie that's coming out is a book. I've read one book in my entire life. I escaped through high school without reading. I wasn't good at it. And I've read The Dry. You're actually...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the one book, Jane Harper, I did a book review on radio every morning to The Dry.
You're kidding.
It's dead set. Jane Harper was involved, the author. How's it coming along? Because we've been hit up on the text line to ask about The Dry.
Yeah, fantastic. Look, we're just putting the finishing touches on it. We filmed it in summer of last year out in the Mallee Wimmera region of Victoria.
Yeah.
And we're literally just finishing it right now in post-production. That'll be in cinemas this year. And it's I'm really excited. I think the film is an incredibly faithful adaptation of Jane's incredible book. And for those who have read it, it's just been a bit of a sensation, both here and overseas. It's essentially a thriller set in a tiny country town, and
it's awesome.
A bit of a whodunit, which is not what we normally do in Australian cinema, but it's pretty epic, and I'm really excited about it. Can't wait to have it out there.
Well, I'm glad you said it's a true reflection of the book, because I got a little bit sidetracked and started adding in my own chapters during the reviews, and I didn't realise Jane Harper was actually listening at the time and pulled me back into line, but I can't wait to see it, mate.
Yeah, no, that's great. But, we'll have a nice big release here in Australia sometime this year.
Yeah, and one last one from me, mate. The St Kilda Football Club, you're a mad supporter. How are they looking for 2020?
Look, I'm pretty excited. But obviously follow them very closely. And, there's been a lot of intensive work that's been done off the field, behind the scenes in the last sort of 5 years to get us back to Moorabbin. And
like stealing Hilly from us.
a bit of everything. And look, it's no coincidence that things are starting to look the way they are. And there's a lot of goodwill and energy that's coming from us being back at our spiritual home. And we won't rest until we get that next flag. But I'm really excited about 2020. I follow them and I'm at every game when I'm in Melbourne, and I just can't wait for the season to get started.
Jeez, mate, you don't sound like much of a fan at all.
No, I actually have to force myself to stay away from training sessions because I start to feel like a stalker.
Yeah, you wish. Jeez, that banner bloke's back.
Hey, this is unreal. Back to the bushfires really quickly. The winner will get to dine with yourself, Mark Webber and Pat Rafter, plus bring 11 friends along. The fun split equally between the Australian Red Cross and Gippsland Emergency Relief Fund. The current bid's at $25,000 $100,000. You can head to pickles.com.au and check out the campaigns and private dinners for more details if you want to toss in a bid. Eric Banner, what a pleasure, mate. Good luck with this, eh?
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it, guys. Look forward to talking again.
No dramas.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
Okay. Cheers, bye. Save your
jewels and peace. On Hit 92.9.
What are you guys doing? What did you just read her off the text line? Show her off the text line.
No, nothing.
Read it out.
0488 555 929.
Did you read it out?
I didn't read it properly.
I
don't care. What is it?
Is Jules ready to share with me Elliot yet? He's got to be packing for sure.
Okay.
That's what it says.
Yeah, I know. Okay, I only read the first bit. Is Jules going to be sharing Elliot? Yeah. Anyway.
Now, just quickly, earlier in the show, we were handed an envelope each. Mine said Pete, Xavier, and Jules. Mm-hmm. Opened it up, and mine and X's said the same thing. It says, Jules has a secret. You have until 9 a.m. today to get it out of her. If you do, you receive $100.
Now, mine said, don't give in to temptation and reveal your secret. If you make it to 9 o'clock, you receive $100, which is, you know, we pass it now. But I was like, I don't have a secret. And then I found out that Teach, our EP, has found out something about me and she's trying to play a little bit of a game.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. I've been holding on to this, trying not to say anything to you guys. And you guys keep trying to guess and offer whatever.
This is the funniest thing that's ever happened. Right? So this entire thing has been building up to this moment of whether or not we're going to find out exactly what the hell is going on and what the secret is. Mm. While you were out of the studio.
Working hard.
For reveal. While you were out of the studio, because earlier you found out what the secret was that everybody knows, right?
Yes.
Right.
It's one of those things where I just didn't want you guys to know.
Now, we were discussing whether or not, if we get it, do you reveal it or not? A little bit of behind the scenes smoke and mirrors, like radio stuff. The only problem is, as Jules was thinking out loud, she said the secret.
So you know it.
But
so
Zay I know was it. Out of the studio.
But you were out of the studio. Now, here's the thing, okay? Now that I know the secret, I totally understand why you didn't want us to know. Especially him.
Oh, I know, right? You get what I'm getting at.
Which also means that I'm not going to reveal it either. Because
yes.
This...
Kevy, this is why I love you. This is why you're my favourite brother.
This is spun gold. This is absolute gold. I'm going to hold this over you for weeks. Mate, seriously, X, look at me. X, wake up.
Sorry.
Wake up, X.
Still going, eh?
Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. This secret is it's a life changer.
I know some pretty good secrets about some people.
No, this is a life changer. Like, this is a dead set, genuine life changer. This is the sort of thing where if you found this out...
I was downplaying it to you.
You would be hanging on to this for weeks.
No, that doesn't worry me. Look how chilled out I am.
you're chilled out about everything.
I'm off to Melbourne in half an hour.
Oh, this is the best thing that could have happened.
I cannot believe I bloody did this that.
We get the 100, though.
No, because it was after 9 o'clock.
It was after 9.
It was after 9 o'clock.
So I was like, thank God.
It was 2 minutes past 9, so she gets the 100 that it happens.
Thank
it was off the air.
You know what we do need to do?
What?
We need
go
to...
home.
No.
Please.
No, before we finish, we've got a little bit of a special.
That is the best ever.
We've created a segment that involves Mum and Jules.
Because
I know that you guys love hearing from her. And yesterday when we took a what that guess, the person who guessed, who was trying a guess, said a fortune cookie, right? Which we got talking about. I was like, how cool would it be to get advice out of a fortune cookie? On a Friday.
Right,
before we
get
into the weekend. Yeah. And we thought, who better than Mum and Jules could we get
to
do
it.
This? So I thought we'd get Mum and Jules on the show and offer us a bit of fortune cookie advice.
Hello, Mummy Jules here. You want help? I have all advice. Fortune cookie advice.
Yeah.
All right.
You want
to advise? You are crispy noodle in vegetarian life. You are the color of life. You are vegetarian. You are the crispy noodles in a vegetarian color of life. That's it, bye.
You are the crispy noodles in a salad.
In a vegetarian salad of life.
You're the crispy noodle in the vegetarian salad of life. I love that, Mama Jules. I appreciate it.
So take that into your weekend. Mama Jules has really taken some time out to record those. She couldn't say vegetarian properly.
No.
Notice.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah, you reckon.
Okay. So I can't use really big words, but that's going to happen every Friday. Mama Jules is going to crack open a fortune cookie.
We should get some people to send in their fortune cookies as well, if they're rippers.
Yep.
And we can get
sent through on the text line. Yep, yeah. And I'll send it through to Mama Jules.
And she'll voice them for the purse.
I like it.
Okay, that is our first week done of 2020. Xavier and Jules and Pete, we've had an absolute ripper. Thanks for being with us for it. Have a great weekend.
You're listening to Xavier, Jules and Pete for Crown. Live a little cooler at Crown this summer.
Xavier, Jules and Pete.
On Hit 92.9.
Xavier, Jules and Pete.
On Hit 92.9.